Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's great once again to check in with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. We've got a very special day that's coming up for September 28th. We're going to get all the details, but of course, welcome once again, Jess Jaritsma with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. And for the first time in studio, welcome Shay Herrett, Fire Prevention Officer. Shay and Jess, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. We're excited to be back.
Shay, good to have you here. We're going to be chatting about what's happening for September 28th. It's another very special day.
It is, yeah. Saturday, September 28th, it's Ontario's second annual Test Your Smoke Alarm Day. So it began last year. So in 2022, there were 133 fire fatalities. This is a lot in the province. It didn't go down significantly either in 2023. So it's concerning. So as a part of the Test Your Smoke Alarm Day, there's really a day for everything now, it seems. So why not, right? Just put some more awareness on it. But we're just encouraging everybody to learn more about smoke alarms, fire safety, and home escape planning.
Okay, perfect. So again, it's Test Your Smoke Alarm Day, set for September 28th. And Jess, I'm thinking this is a great time as we're heading into fall, slowly getting into winter weather, if you will. This is a really good time for something like this.
It is, for sure. It's a great time of year. As we come into the fall, winter weather, we are inside more. So it's important that we know that the alarms work. We ask that, you know, you have them installed on every level of your home, outside sleeping areas in particular. If you test them once a month, at least September 28th, please test them on September 28th, the day, and we do encourage you to test them at least once a month after that, and just checking to make sure that they're in date as well. They do expire. A lot of people don't really think about that, but the alarms have a lifespan on them, so they need to be checked, and it's usually about every 10 years from the manufacturing date.
Okay, and it's also good to have something like a home escape plan too when we talk about things like this.
It is, 100%. So home escape plan, we have the alarm in place. What do we do? What happens when the alarm goes off? Have that plan in place so that everybody knows what to do ahead of time. When the alarm rings, that really isn't the time to figure things out. You have very minimal time, potentially 2 minutes or less, to leave your home. So plan your exits, have a safe meeting spot outside where you can meet the firefighters out front.
Okay, fair enough. So we're talking about the second annual Test Your Smoke Alarm Day in Ontario for September 28th, or as we like to say, being saved by the beep.
Yes.
That's been a big part of it as well. Let's get Shay in on the conversation. Now, Shay, let's talk about, getting into the winter months, especially the other side of smoke alarms with carbon monoxide awareness, that sort of thing.
Yeah, as we come into the winter weather, carbon monoxide becomes a big issue, and we want to make sure that our families are safe from any type of carbon monoxide poisoning. So we have a few tips here to tell you about: just having your furnace checked by a qualified technician, cleaning your wood stove and chimney, and when you do remove those ashes, always ensure that they're completely cooled and covered in a tight-fitting metal container, and keeping it outside of the house at least 10 feet away from your home and any nearby buildings. And if there happens to be a power outage in the weather, we want to keep our portable generators outside, away from windows, and far enough away from our home as possible. We want to install our carbon monoxide alarms on every level and outside sleeping areas to ensure that we can be alerted if there is carbon monoxide.
There you go. Again, it's smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, so important. And again, as we talk about with carbon monoxide awareness, that sort of thing, we describe it as kind of it's that silent killer, if you will, or something to that effect.
Yeah, that's exactly what we refer to it as. It's a colorless, tasteless, odorless gas, so you can't see it or smell it. And it usually comes from unburned fuel, so that could be a disruption to your furnace. It could be wood in your wood stove not burning properly. If you have an attached garage to your house, exhaust from your car, and as Shay had mentioned, from generators if there's a power outage. So it really is important to have those alarms. They really are a lifesaver. Carbon monoxide is definitely a real threat in your home if you do have any of those things, so it's important that they're installed and working.
Okay, and again, we encourage you to test your alarms, and if you find your alarms not working for whatever reason, it might be the battery, or it might be something else, right? I mean, that's fair to say.
Yeah, it could be the battery if you have battery ones, and maybe if they're interconnected, there could be something wrong with the alarm. They do malfunction, like any sort of thing that's manufactured. Yeah. There's possibility for it to malfunction, so that test button is important because that lets you know whether it is working or not, and if it isn't, replace the battery. You may have to replace the entire alarm, and if you have any questions, reach out to your local fire department. That's why we're here.
All right, absolutely. It's Jess Jurithma and Shay Herrett with the Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. And how's the summer been? I mean, here we are now into September. How was the summer with get-togethers and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's been really good. We've had lots of public education events over the summer, events we've attended in the public. We were just at the Breakfast on the Farm event in Dublin over the past weekend.
Nice. And oh, boy.
So that was really exciting. Lots of people out there. And it's just nice to get out and be able to chat with people. And people have some really great questions and they don't always know the answer. And it's just nice we can respond in that way.
Fantastic. And Shay, great to have you on board with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. And what's it been like working with Jess so far?
It's been awesome. She's definitely been a great mentor. And I am looking forward to continue learning from her and keeping up fire safety.
Fantastic. Again, it is a Test Your Smoke Alarm Day for September 28th in Ontario. We'll share all the details, all the info on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. And be sure to get more details with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Jess and Shay, is there anything else we left off or just check those alarms?
That's really the message at the end of the day. Please, at least on September 28th, if nothing else, press that test alarm on your smoke alarm to make sure it works and your carbon monoxide alarms.
Perfect. Jess and Shay, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having us.